This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Mavericks won the NBA draft lottery. San Antonio picks second. Sixers get third. I know you guys didn't watch this, but watching it was something happened, and they're like, well, that knocks the Sixers out of the top four. Then two picks later, or two envelopes later, oh, no, the Sixers are back in. And they wound up the third overall pick.
One of the dumbest things ever. It doesn't make any sense.
A lot of different restrictions
and
rules.
And it's for the first time since they changed the lottery in 2019. The team with the worst record has not been number one. Yep. And I think for the third straight year, they pick fifth.
And how about 2 years in a row? The Hawks had a less than 2% chance last year, and the Mavericks had a less than 2% chance this year. So there you have it.
They stop tanking. It's working, right? The whole stop tanking thing seems to be working.
No doubt. And the NFL did announce the Jets play the Broncos in London on October 12th. Did you see this already?
Yeah.
You saw your Vikings? Okay.
First team ever back-to-back different countries. So I had to make sure that I corrected that. The Jaguars did play back-to-back games in London, but the Vikings would be the first team ever in back-to-back international games
so
in different
Ireland
countries.
And London?
Yes. Dublin against the Steelers.
I mean, it's all
and then London
Great
against the... But it's two different
That's
countries.
True.
That's what they're saying. Hey, Schefter put it out there. Schefter
that
said
is a
two
fact.
Different countries. And so
it is, I know. It's like, but it's like 10 miles away.
Nah, it's more than that.
No, that's two separate islands.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean, are they going to stay in Ireland or are they going to go down to England?
What, after the first game?
Yeah.
I think they go down to England.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, of course, that's what you would do.
It'd be like going Minnesota to Green Bay.
And well, you except would, there's a body of water there in between them.
You would also think the Vikings will have the advantage in that second game, used to the time change, being overseas.
They're also playing the Browns in the second game, so they could be completely hungover and probably win by 40.
I suppose that's possible.
You think Shedeur Sanders is starting by then?
No, I do not. I don't think we're going to see him in a game unless there's massive injuries.
All right.
Yankees, and the Steelers are going to stink, too, by the way, if Aaron Rodgers has joined that team.
Who's on him.
And even if he does, they still may stink. So I'm counting those two wins right now. Since we're counting our chickens right now, I'm counting those two Vikings
counting
wins.
Chickens. Yankees beat the Mariners 11-5, two home runs for Trent Grisham. Austin Wells, a three-run homer. Anthony Volpe homered, but you also had the injury to Oswaldo Cabrera at home plate on the Aaron Judge sack fly late in the game. Here was Judge seeing that.
Oh, that's terrible. You know, especially how much Cabrera means to this team. You know, for him to get hurt on a play like that where, you know, speaks volumes of what type of guy he is. You know, it's a game where, you know, he got a little bit of a lead and he's still, you know, fighting till the very last out.
Well, he did, and the Yankees did win the game, but it certainly seems like he will be lost for a while as he was taken off the game and out of the stadium in an ambulance, and hopefully he's okay. I'm sure we'll get more on him later today like we will on Jason Tatum. Tonight you've got Max Fried facing Brian Wu on The Fan at 9:40 with coverage at 9 p.m. The Yankees have moved 7 games over 500 now at 24-17. As for the Mets, they moved 12 games over 500 with a win over the Pirates late.
The 3-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, right center field, should be deep enough. Lindor tagging at third. Reynolds makes the catch. Here comes Lindor. The Hail Mary throw, not nearly in time. Put it in the books. The New York Mets, in kind of an excruciating game, win the opener of this three-game series from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
They're very good at doing that, of taking the series opener in a lot of these, and they do it last night, 4-3 over Pittsburgh. That was Pete Alonso with the game-winning sac fly and RBI. Francisco Lindor reaching on an error in the ninth, scored on the Alonso sac fly. Lindor had a little issue in the top of the ninth, which helped Pittsburgh tie the game, but all is good as the Mets do get the victory. Along the way, we heard the story of Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who did homer, as he is a distant relative to Ralph Kiner. Kiner's son Scott was there. He wrote a book, I think, about his dad or about his life in baseball. I'm not sure. But he did go on SNY with Steve Gelbs in one of the innings, and he was asking about what kind of dad that Ralph was to Scott.
Ralph, as a father, the type of person that the public didn't know.
Well, I would say that I'm in the lucky sperm club because my dad is such probably one of the greatest ambassadors of baseball that's ever lived.
How about that?
Lucky Sperm Club, brought to you by California Cryo Bank.
Yes.
Spermbank.com.
I'd love to know what Gelb's face looked like.
that's happening. Yeah, this means absolutely nothing, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. So CBS Sports does like a projection of playoffs and division winners throughout the entire year. So there are three divisions in each league, correct? So in every one of the divisions but one.
We're in baseball?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we're talking baseball, right?
Right.
The current leader in the division is the one that's favored to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the NL East, for whatever reason. They still have the Phillies.
No kidding.
As a better chance to win the division than the Mets. And for whatever reason, that's pissing me off. Why? They beat the Phillies in the playoffs last year. They beat them in the regular season this year. They got a better record.
Yeah.
Why are you stupid projections got the Phillies still winning the division? Meanwhile, the Cubs, you know, the Cardinals have won 9 straight. They got the Cubs winning the division 82%. And the Cardinals are only a game back.
Hmm.
And the Mets are 2.5 up. And they got the Phillies 50% to win the division. The Mets 43. I know it means nothing, but it's. I look at it every day, and it pisses me off.
And it never changes. So maybe the Mets use that for fuel for their fire.
Yeah, I don't know if they're
a little gonna chip on the shoulder.
Maybe dumb stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why you worry about that.
Neither do I. I got to be honest.
You know why?
Because
your Met fandom is activated. That's why.
I hate the Phillies. Is what it is. And they feel like the Mets finally have the Phillies number for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still...
Just beat them on the field. Don't worry about the print.
You know what? Jerry, you're right. You're right about that. I will do that. What do you got for moment of the day?
Kodai Senga, Mitch Keller tonight. Moment of the day. So yesterday, Boomer was critical of Dave Sims missing the Yankees weekend series in Sacramento. And that showed itself again this morning when a caller was referencing his signature call, or lack thereof, more recently.
I listen to the Yankee games on the radio a lot, driving into work on the overnight and stuff like that. And the Hey Nows have cut down tremendously since you guys spoke about it.
Yeah, he's also cut down actually doing games, too.
A lot of cutting back for Dave.
A lot of cutbacks.
I'm surprised he didn't call you. I thought he'd call you. He seems like one of those guys. They would call you, try to, you know, straighten this thing out. Let me see what Boomer thinks about it.
What out? I mean, like, 99%. Look, as I said yesterday, love the guy. Couldn't have been happier for him to get the job. It's 40 games in. Took a weekend off. So he can go and enjoy Seattle.
Yeah, where he lived for like 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, you got all off season.
Hey.
Penis!
There you go. The magic button from Eddie. The old penis fake AI drop.
Yeah,
from AI. Weeks and weeks ago.
AI Dave Sims with the penis drop is your moment of the day this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.